Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
Actually, today I want to just talk a little bit about being in relationships and really deal also 50% of the time with singles. I want to talk to every single one of you. It's very important that you find the right person. People are always looking for somebody to make me happy, help me, fulfill me. They come up and tell me stuff like, pray for me that I find my other half. How many of y'all know you don't need a half a man, you need a whole man? You don't need a half a man, you need a whole woman. And so you got to make sure that you are being the person that God called you to be and that you're happy with you. And then when the right one comes along, you're not looking for them to complete you. You're already complete in Christ Jesus, and then you can be who God called you to be. That's right. Go ahead. You know, they said it's true that a lot of girls marry men like their fathers, and that's why a lot of mothers cry at weddings, all right? So we do have some DNA that we're dealing with this weekend, as well as being led by the Spirit of God. Actually, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 7 is where I want to go first. It says, sometimes I wish that everyone were like me, single, a simpler way of life in many ways. St. Paul says this, but celibacy was not for everyone. God gives the gift of marriage to some, and he gives the gift of single to others. Sometimes he says, I wish that everyone were single like me, because it's a simpler way of life. How many married people can say amen to that? Simpler. So obviously we're not at all going to downgrade marriage, because we believe it is an holy institution that's absolutely beautiful. However, some people say, you know, who wants to be in an institution the rest of your life, right? But if you do marriage right, God's way, and you mix the word in with it, then marriage can be a very powerful unit where God will join you together, and it will be till death do you part, and it will be blessing, and it will be favor. And there are always obstacles and challenges. And so one of the things I want to point out again is St. Paul says, hey, you know what, if you're going to get married, then you must understand that there are going to be struggles. There's going to be obstacles. Because anytime two people live under the same roof, even if they're not married, how many of y'all know if you just get more people in, I mean, in the room, it's a problem, right? So you had an ideology or a philosophy of how, you know, life should be, the way I do it. And now you're bringing somebody in to the marriage, and so you're like, okay, we're going to get married. And now you're like, man, it really changed my whole life. Well, you should have known. You can't get a puppy in and not change your life, right? You can't get a goldfish and not have to feed it every day. It will change your life. And people, oftentimes, opposites attract. So that's why the Bible said that we should dwell with one another according to knowledge. Nicole, she asked some stupid questions sometimes. Like the other day, she said, hey, are those your underwear in the floor? Are those yours? And I said, God, I hope so. If they're not, I got questions of my own, all right? So women ask questions, right? There are questions. Men think differently than women. Men compartmentalize stuff. Men, sometimes when they'll tell you this, women, they'll say, hey, what are you thinking about? And they'll say nothing. You assume that that's not possible. But I'm here to tell you today, it is very possible for a guy to sit on a couch in his underwear and watch sports all day and think about nothing. I know that seems like he's lying, but I promise you, as your pastor, this can happen. Guys are very singular in their thought. They kind of do one thing at a time. That's why you never want to send a dad to Disney World with multiple children. Only one child at a time. He's not a multitasker. Women, however, though, they got all these little wires that are going on. In fact, I don't know. I think they might have a picture, maybe. I'm not sure. Last week in Florida, when I preached this, he had this picture. And this is the difference between a man and a woman. Just on and off. How many of y'all know it's a whole lot more knobs for a woman, right? So a woman will sit there, and you'll ask a guy, what's wrong? You know, what's the matter? You can take it down now. 10 seconds. And so, man, what's wrong now? What's wrong? And a guy will say, nothing, and he means it. If a woman says, you know, if you ask a woman, hey, what's wrong? And she says, nothing, you're 2 weeks away from being served divorce papers. It is, I promise you, there's a lot going on. This is just different when you think about the biology and the anatomy of a guy versus a girl. God he said that he made man in his own image, but he formed woman out of the man. He took a rib from a man, and they became one. It was bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. There's a symbolic thing that happened spiritually when God put together both man and woman together to live in harmony and unity and create family and really an organized family under the unit of God, because the enemy also is always tearing down the family. Television shows say stuff like this. A guy, there, it might be a comment, something of this. Let me make something, you know, how would it go? It would be like, hey man, how's your sex life? And he'd go, I don't have sex, I'm married. When statistics prove that, people that are married have more sex, better sex, and healthier sex than people who are not married. Actually, they say not being married is the equivalent, a recent study I just read, the equivalent of smoking 2.5 packs of cigarettes a day. It is dangerous for you not to be married. When you are married under the covering of God, the sex is good. Somebody ought to shout amen in here. If you got, like, well, my kids are here. You should have taken them. We told you this already. All right, so God created us to live together in unity, in harmony. Now again, St. Paul said, hey, wish everybody had the gift of being single like me. The celibacy is not an option. I actually want you, if you're called to be married. I want to continue down this road for a second about marriage. When you're actually looking for the right person, you also, as I said, got to be the right person, but you need to look to God and ask God, God, send me the right person. Because when you go out looking in the world for somebody because you need somebody bad, then oftentimes you'll get somebody bad. You'll be looking for love in all the wrong places. It's a great song, but it's not a good way to live your life. And so you'll go in the flesh looking for someone, and you'll actually downgrade the level of commitment that you have to Jesus or to church or the quality of man that you wanted. You'll go, he's close enough. I mean, after all, he's got a job and he's got kids and he's a good man. Or you know what? He doesn't have a job, but he's breathing. Come on, somebody. He's a man. I'm tired of being alone. I would rather be lonely alone than lonely with someone. So wait on the Lord until he sends the right person into your life. So don't be in a hurry. If it's God today, it's God tomorrow. I think little girls probably grow up wanting to have babies right away. Every little girl in this auditorium or, you know, wherever, they got these little dolls, and they're carrying little dolls. Anybody in here ever raised a little girl? Raise your hand. I have a beautiful girl that's up here today. I'm so proud of her. Give Ashton a hand. She's amazing. Unbelievable. But when she was a baby, she had babies. She was a baby and she had babies. She had white babies, black babies, every kind of baby you can imagine. But she always tore the clothes right off the baby. Like every Barbie we ever had was a naked Barbie. It just never had clothes. And she would want to bring all these babies with her everywhere she went. If we went to walking in the park, she wanted to take the babies. She wants to mother something. So let's talk about that. Even when you get older, this helps guys understand the difference between men and women. Again, there's a lot of difference. He made man. He formed woman. Do I need to tell you anymore? Come on, somebody got to help me right now. These people seem dumb over here. I said he formed woman. You're like, oh, Lord, look what the Lord has done. Okay? So now we must realize that not only are they different on the way they look, but different the way they think, you need to dwell with one another according to knowledge. My dad, you know, what I learned some about marriage was from him. I didn't know really what I should mostly learn from him was what not to do, okay? But because somebody's been married 30 years, you assume that they must know what they're doing. Just because somebody's been 30 years married doesn't mean that they know what they're doing. They may have made a decision to stay together. The other person might be afraid of the other person. Who knows why? But you cannot live your life on what mom and dad did. You have to come and find out what works for you. And what works for you actually is probably the Bible, which talks about how the governmental arrangement of the home should work. And then understanding, as my dad was, he was too aggressive sometimes. He would say things that were rude sometimes. The Bible said that we should treat women as the weaker vessel. It doesn't mean that girls aren't smarter, because most girls, most of the people that run this ministry are women. Because I found out a long time ago, if you want it done right the first time, get a woman to do it. A woman will ask for directions. Come on. A woman can drive better than a man because she'll drive, change gears, put on makeup, slap the kid, and dial the phone. Some guy's like, I can do that. Well, I have questions about the makeup deal. What is up with that? Okay. But they're different. So it doesn't mean they're weaker that way. It doesn't mean they're weaker physically, because I've seen a lot of women at our church. I was like, I would hate to fight her. There's no way. So it can't be mentally. It can't be physically. It's a meekness, really. It's a meekness. They have a spiritual sensitivity. It's called women's intuition. The Holy Spirit oftentimes speaks to women, oftentimes in the house more than men, not because God doesn't want to talk to a man. But a lot of times, a man is in his underwear, eating Doritos, drinking a beer, watching SportsCenter. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. This is typically, not all the time. In our case, it's a little bit different. Maybe it's because of the way God wired me, but I am more of I think more like a woman a lot of times. I think more like a woman, and if you were here last week, probably Nicole told you, I think more like a woman than she does. I shop. I don't like sports. I don't like watching things about sports. I meet sports players, met a couple NFL players this week, had no clue who they were. I met a couple hockey players earlier today, don't even care. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me, okay? So I actually take pills to lower my estrogen, because my testosterone stays, I promise you, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Come on, somebody ought to help me. So God made me a little different. So I can't try to be you. I gotta be me. Again, you gotta work out your salvation, your marriage. But while you're doing this, understand, here's typically, not all the time, but typically the way women respond. We have a church in Florida, and if you were to walk around the streets of Palm Beach, you'll find a bunch of older ladies pushing strollers. Not with kids in it, though. They have puppies in them. Anybody ever seen this kind of guy? And they're just got a puppy, and they're just walking around with the puppy, and they're mothering the puppy, and they're loving the puppy. Because women naturally like to nurture. They naturally like to pour into people. So my dad would say this. Anybody ever heard something like this? To my mom, "You're not my mother. Who do you think you are? My mother." Anybody ever heard something like that? But my dad didn't understand that women like the mother stuff. And thank God they do, because my dad actually, and other people, men are this way. You don't really want a mother, and you don't want your wife to be your mother until you really need a mom, because you're like, "Oh my God, I'm so sick, I don't know what I'm going to do right now. What do I do?" Come on, raise your hand right now. All right, so they have this mothering quality. But then sometimes, if you're not careful, you can actually shut down a woman as a man speaking words that hurt her. So the Bible said that she's tender, she's delicate, and you should really, the best way, listen now, the best way to have a healthy marriage is be led by the Spirit of God. On the inside of every man, woman, boy, and girl, when you receive Jesus, the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. And He is always leading you and guiding you in the way that you should go. He's the one that tells you, don't respond back to that Instagram. That girl's out. That girl's flirting with you. Don't look up that old person on Facebook. It's going to get really awkwardly quiet in here. And if you say amen, you won't look so guilty. Come on, play along with me, okay? So the Holy Spirit's saying, don't do it. Because right now, one of the greatest tools in the whole world is this phone. It's unbelievable. The most dangerous thing in the world is this phone right now. I watch it destroy marriages. I watch pornography destroy people's lives. I watch a lot of bad things happen. It's not, the phone's not bad, but it is a doorway for the enemy to do terrible things in our life, and we should be accountable, somebody ought to say amen, to each other, and ultimately led by the Holy Spirit. Because you can always hide, and you can always cheat, and you can always lie. It's just a fact. You can do that. But eventually, sin will take over, and it's to shame you. It's to destroy you. What God has joined together, let no man pull asunder. So when you find the right person, you ask the Holy Spirit to make you the right person. So here's a prayer that I pray oftentimes because I got such a great wife. God, help me to be the best husband that Nicole could ever have. And if I'm not the best guy, God, give her the best guy. And then I look at how hot she is, and I go, I'm going to try my hardest to be the best guy. Because we have to make sure that if we've got a person that we're not only physically attracted to, but it's beyond physical, it's emotional. It's I want to do the rest of my life with her. I want to plan my whole life around me and my kids and my church. I want to get the privilege of being your pastor forever and ever by honoring God, listening to the Holy Spirit. Somebody ought to help me right now. But the enemy will try to shake something over here to tell you, this is better. The grass is greener. Wonder what that would feel like. It's the same. So be led by the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Everybody shout, be led by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Here's things that women want. They want to be held. Held. It's hard for a man to hold a woman and not think about other things. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. And it's not always that way. I tell Nicole all the time, can't you just hold me for God's sakes? Just hold me. Women want to be held. Men want to be respected. Fastest way to put up a wall between your man is say you're just like your dad. Here's the deal. If you treat him like a child, he will act like a child. I always say you get what you brag on, not what you nag on. So you lift up the guy and he's like a puppy. So anytime he does something that you like, you go, good boy, attaboy, attaboy, good boy. Like our dogs, they went potty on the potty when we came home. And I went, good dog, good dog. And they were like, we get a treat, we get a treat, we get a treat. And they're jumping around. So it looks like this. Good boy, good boy, good boy. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. So you bite your lip. You remember how to bite your lip? Shall I? Somebody ought to help me right now. But now we're like, I'm going to make him pay because he's been bad. No, 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 no. You get what you brag on, not what you brag. So women like to be held. Men like to be respected. Women like you to listen to them. They want to be heard. Most women are communicators. They say that women speak twice as many words as guys. Men, on average, when they studied it, speak 10,000 words in a day. Women, 20,000 words in a day. Nicole says it's because she has to tell me this stuff two times, and I understand that. But the fact is, women want to be heard. But here's what happens. When we've been married a while, we don't walk in wisdom. He said, she said. We don't walk in wisdom. So now we're like, give me the short version. Because women are always going to do it different. Even with Nicole, she thinks a lot like a guy, but at the same time, at the end of the day, she tells me stuff like, last week she called me, I think it was Saturday night or Sunday. No, it's Sunday morning, because we get ready together on Sunday morning if we're apart. And she's like, how you doing? Or no, I called her because I noticed that I had a missed call. I woke up, said, hey, what's up? She's like, oh my God, my heart skipped a beat. I mean, it didn't even ring. It was, she was there. Oh, you're up. My heart just skipped a beat. I'm so excited to talk to you. Oh, my gosh. You know what? Me and Ashton have been at each other's throat. You know what? That kid, she keeps taking my brushes. And so the brushes that are my brushes are actually in her room. But she said they were not in her room. But the fact is, the makeup is actually in my room. But that's not my makeup. That's her makeup. But she left that in the Florida house. So then I was trying to figure out what's going on. She just absolutely drives me crazy. And so, but then, you know what? We figured that out. And so now I'm actually making my coffee. And I'm going to put the coffee in there. You know, we got this new coffee maker. And the coffee maker does it. And I'm like, but what you do then is you just say, you're not, tell me about that coffee maker. Oh, I tell you, it's absolutely amazing. You know, it's just absolutely, blah, blah, blah. And they go, but she needs to be heard. She needs to be listened to. I mean, when you hurt a person by disrespecting him, or then you disrespect her because you will not listen to her, or you don't do things to fill up the love tank, then somebody else will. So again, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God, so the Holy Spirit will speak to you. All the time, I promise you, if you'll do this, the Holy Spirit will give you the right person, and then when you get the right person, you can be the right person so they enjoy being with you. And number one, if you're in a bad marriage right now, I'm telling you that God's grace is sufficient. He can heal your marriage. You can implement the tools that are here right now this weekend. Put this into practice in your life right away. Start honoring God, honoring each other, and the love will come back in your marriage, and God can restore it. Because if you don't fix you right now, you're just going to go on to the next bed, the next bed, the next bed, and you're going to keep jacking women up until you're just dead. Okay? Or you could be the person that God created you to be. So let's talk about that Holy Spirit thing. We live here in Sunset Hills and have for a long time. I was really busy. I walk fast. I mean, I walk real fast. Like, if you're going to be with me, if we're on a business trip together, you better hurry. Everything needs to happen quick with me. Nothing can happen quick enough for me. It's got to happen now. Any cues, bam, everything here tonight was all programmed and rehearsed and everything. I want this wire taped. I want that tape there. I'm debatable about the faithchurch.com bumper sticker on that thing there. All this kind of stuff. I'm seeing all this. I'm walking, walking, walking. I'm going. Then the Holy Spirit speaks to me. Nicole is behind me, and he says, slow down and wait on Nicole. I'm like, hey, God, could you tell her to speed up? She got it. By the way, she's got a 34-inch inseam. I got a 32-inch inseam. She can go faster if she wants to go faster. I don't know why she's not going faster. He's like, you need to slow down and go back by her. All right. So now go back. It's killing me. I'm like, oh, Lord. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm just thinking. Oh. Now, the Holy Spirit told me that, and then but I don't always tell her. You're the first to hear this. I won't tell her that because then I would be accountable to her. Then when I am messing up again, she'd be like, didn't the Lord tell you to come back here and sit by me? Well, raise your hand. Come on, raise your hand if you're not talking about it. You don't want to tell anybody. This is between me and Jesus and you guys. If you tell her, you're excommunicated from the church. So now the Holy Spirit speaks to me on another time. It's me and Ashton. I don't know where Ashton's at. I don't know if she's in here. Come here, Ashton, real quick. I'll go to another story before this one while she's coming up. I left the house, again, being led by the Holy Spirit. I shut the garage door down. I need to get to work. And I pull out of the driveway, and I hear in here, go back inside and tell Nicole how much you love her. I'm like, man, that's going to take a lot of time. I got to go back inside. I got to open up the garage door. I got to punch the alarm. I got to hit the alarm. You know, there's two locks on the door. Get inside. But the Lord's like, no, you need to go back inside. And then he says to me, and don't tell her I told you to do it. Because how many of y'all know you come inside and say, the Holy Spirit told me to come back in and tell you that I love you and that that you're a good woman, okay? I've obeyed you. How many of y'all know your heart's not in it, right? So I open up the garage door. I go back inside. I go into her mama. She's in there getting her makeup on. You know how women do that. Come on, raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. Come on, tell me. Can you help me with this? I know how to get them off, but I don't know how to put them on. How you put these things on? I'm not sure. I didn't mean it. How red is my daughter right now? So then I would go inside and I tell her, I said, hey, listen, Nicole, I was already out of the driveway. And I just realized I got to come back and tell you. You're the most wonderful woman in the world. I don't know how in the world I got you, but I just love you so much. And I know it's you know it takes time to do all that, but I just need to tell you that. And she's like, oh, oh. Come on, somebody help her. Say, oh. You have no idea how bad I needed to hear that. Come here, let me hold you. And then I was really late for work, but that's a whole other thing. Okay, it's Ashton. Me and Ashton. She's my buddy, right? I was like in my mid-30s when I had her, so I was old enough to find a nursing home for me and a kindergarten for her. Never had a little girl before. Had Austin. He's great, but not a little girl. Especially one that looked like me. I mean, when she was born, I looked at her and I thought, oh my gosh, I never thought I could be in love with a bald, toothless woman, but here I am in love with this little baby. So now she's like me. She says, I'm a mover. She says, we're movers, Dad. Everybody else in the family is back there. Austin's back there walking with his mom. Morgan's back there. And me and Ashton are like, we got to go. We got stuff to do. Let's go, go, go. And we'll both look back. She says, we're movers. I said, yeah. Then it's just me and her. And then I can hear the Holy Spirit go, your wife is jealous of the other woman. This is how to raise a daughter. Come on, somebody ought to help me. So then I'll look back at Nicole and I'll go, get up here, girl. And then I'll put Nicole on this side and her on this side. And then she's like, oh, it makes me so happy. I just love it right now. Oh, this is so much fun. I just love it so much right now. This is dwelling with one another according to knowledge. It's filling the other person's love tank. It's respecting the other person. It's listening to the Holy Spirit, having quality time with the other person so the enemy does not cause division in the home, because you can have kids. Somebody ought to help me right now. You can have kids that... I want a better clapping than that right there. All campuses. Close those doors. Everybody shout, close those doors. If we continue reading, it says, sometimes I wish everyone were single like me, a simpler way of life in many ways, but celibacy is not an option for everyone, no more than the gift of marriage is. God gives the gift of single life to some, but married life to others. And it says, unmarried and widows to the single, singleness might be, well, the best thing for them, as it has been for me. You don't hear that at weddings, you know, the scripture. But it's not like, hey, you guys sure you want to get married? Because the Bible says it's probably better not to. But if you do, okay, you want to. All right, let's do it. These are things you don't hear. But the Bible says this in Matthew 19, verse 4. It says, he answered, haven't you read in your Bible that the Creator originally made man and woman for each other, male and female? And because of this, a man must leave his father and his mother and be firmly bonded. Everybody shout it, firmly bonded. Firmly bonded. Come on, lucky head breakfast, real strong. What? Firmly bonded. Must be firmly bonded to his wife, becoming one flesh, no longer two bodies, but one, because God created this organic union of two sexes, and no one should desecrate his arts by cutting them apart. Bonded. I deal with a lot of leaders that are just real high strung. And a lot of times when in most businesses, there's a guy at the top or a girl at the top, and they're real, go. And I preach what I call the Zacchaeus principle. The Zacchaeus is, he's a little short tax collector, right? He had loads of success, loads of money, but he was short in this area. But he was smart, so he climbed up the tree where he could see Jesus. Nobody else thought of that. He was up there, and Jesus saw him and said, "Zac, come down. I want to talk to you. I want to eat lunch in your house today." Everybody freaked out because nobody liked tax collectors then. But I think it still holds true. Is that right in here? Mm-hmm. And so, but Jesus identifies it. And so it's the Zacchaeus principle in the sense that most successful people are short in one area. They're usually short in the area of relationship, family bonding. Okay? Family bonding. Now, number one, we know that God is the ultimate. We got to seek God first. Matthew 6:33, if you're a note taker, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added to you. So God's number one. Then under that is not your career, it is your family. Because trust me, what happens is if you don't get the God thing right, the Holy Spirit won't speak to you, and then the Lord will be warning you the whole time that you're not as funny as you think you are, you're just rich. Because people laugh when you're rich, if they work for you. You can tell a joke at home, nobody laughs. Tell the same joke at work, ha! It's hilarious. You're not that funny. You just got money. Okay, so you're not that attractive, but the enemy is after you. So you got to make sure you're seeking God and God speaks to you. That's why the local church is so important. I'm not trying to get you to go to church. I'm just telling you that your life doesn't go well if you don't put God first, and you're more likely to seek God when you seek the house of God. And if you don't seek God's house, the enemy's after your house. Fact, okay? That's the way it is. It's the gravitational pull that happens in all relationships. So now we got to make sure that we're talking to God, then we're bonding up with each other. I told a friend, and I don't mind saying his name because I asked him if I could last week when he was with me in Florida. His name is Ricky. Ricky started Pitbull Power Sports. It's the biggest Can-Am dealer in America now. And so ever since he was a little boy, I was telling him, Ricky, you can do it. Ricky, you're more than a conqueror. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You're not normal. You're not average. You are blessed. You're a favorite. Come on, Ricky. He's in my small group. And now he's really, really rich, like stupid rich. So he blesses me all the time. Like, I don't even, if you hear, I got like loads of motorcycles. I do, like all the time. He gave me another motorcycle last week. I got motorcycles, loads of motorcycles. You're like, why don't you sell them and give them to the poor? He knew that, so he tells me, you cannot give these bikes away. So I got loads of motorcycles, one for every day of the week, right? So he loves me, and because when he started with me years ago, he had nothing. But the right father in your life speaks to you, and then now you can become who God called you to be, right? This also, again, side journey, small groups. If you're the smartest person at the table, you're at the wrong table. My stress never goes back to the original size. You got to get in a small group. Go out at all campuses this weekend and say, where are the small groups at? Because you got to be in one. Because if you change the way you think, you can change the way you live. If you still think this way next year, you'll be in the exact position you are. But if mine stretch, now you'll go to the next level. So here's where I'm working with Ricky over the last 2 years. Ricky, you got all this money. And I saw on Facebook that all these girls are at the show, standing next to the motorcycles. And they're in little bikinis. And they're standing by you and they're smiling. And they're laughing at your jokes a bit. And they're telling you how awesome you are. You're not buying any of that, are you? Nessa's your girl. Vanessa is your woman. Nessa's the one that actually made you who you are. If you cut her off from this equation, you wouldn't know how to do your taxes. You wouldn't know how to do this stuff. These girls over here. Now, excuse, what happens is the enemy will point out when the girl is 40 that you need to trade her in for 220, and you're not wired for 220. Come on, somebody. It'll kill you. Somebody ought to help me right now. That's why in Florida you see the old lady alone pushing the cart, and you'll see an 80-year-old man with two 20-year-old women walking on a yacht. I just wonder if those girls really love him. Somebody ought to help me right now. I don't know. I can't prove that he doesn't, that they don't, but I have a suspicion that they're not physically attracted to him. At least I expect amen out of the women. Nicole told me, if you ever, I will kill you and tell God you died. I'll tell the church. Remember how he told you you had all those motorcycles? Yeah. The wheel fell off one of those things, and I accidentally ran over. It was just too close. I didn't see it. Fell out. Ran over. You don't play with Nicole if you didn't know that. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. Now, as we're wrapping this up, I was telling him that Because the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So I said, Ricky, bond up. Let's, verse 5 again, 19:5. It says, the man must leave his father and mother and be firmly bonded to his wife. So there has to be times, talking to married people right now, where you and your husband or your wife bond up. I'm talking about you got to get rid of those kids, but I don't want to leave him. He's only 2 years old. If I leave him, I don't know what would happen if I left him. He will be alive when you get back. Take him to the person who raised you, grandma and grandpa, and leave them with him and say, me and Ricky Bobby here, we are going to Cancun. Come on, somebody ought to have a hand. We're going to the Virgin Islands, and we're going to spend 5 days alone, and you will fall back in love with each other. Because now what is happening is so many times in relationships, you guys have got together, and you got married right away, and you got a kid right away. Wait, first of all, in my opinion, wait 5 years, because if you don't establish some good bonding time prior to having children, what happens is 20 years, the kids, they grow up. And then when the kids grow up, you're like, well, what do we do now? Because we were in the kid business. Instead, if you bond it up for 5 years and the kids start talking about going to college, you're like, they're about to leave. Come on, somebody. They're about to be gone. I'm telling you right now, we're going to run around this house. We're going to paint every room. This is going to be the blue room. Come on, somebody. I'm going to tell you to meet me in the leopard room. Who's your daddy? Somebody ought to help. Let those suckers go. And if they ever come back, they ought to be. They better call first. You better call. Somebody help me right now. Because we got to bond up. That's what God said. So you leave your mother and your father. You get bonded to your wife. And it says that the bodies, the two bodies, become one. As I close, I'm a minute and 38 seconds over, but this is a Saturday night service. So if you want to be on time, come to the ones where I have other places to go. If you want to get hosed with a long, extended, unedited highlight reels like this one, then Saturday night's your place. So it says the two bodies become one. This is a reference, implication to sexual bonding. When a man and a woman get together, whether married or not married, when they get together, something happens in your soul. That's what happens with soul ties. So that's why you see a guy and a girl hook up, and then a guy and a girl hook up, and then you're like, why am I having so many emotional problems? Because you have actually tied yourself, and you have become one with all kinds of people. So just because the justice of the peace did not sign it, just because a pastor didn't sign it, doesn't mean you're married. Because every time you have sexual relations with somebody, you are, by God's law, covenant up to them. So some people have been married 50, 60 times, and they wonder why they're having trouble with their mind. Now, there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Admit it, quit it, forget it, and move on. But until you become sure of who you are and that you do not discount yourself for immediate gratification with a man or woman who's not yours, then you'll never get bonded to the right person. So let me talk to my single people again. If you were sexually active for a good while, it's hard not to be sexually active. But if you truly want to bond with the person that you're married to, if you truly want that person to love you, if you truly want to make sure, and there's no condemnation here, I'm just telling you what works as a dad. If you want that guy to marry you at an expeditious manner, then you do not sleep with the guy because it'll delay him. He'll be like, I don't know. They say things like this behind your back. Well, why would you buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? Oh, yeah, I just told you, girls. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. He called me a cow. I call him a bull. That's a whole lot of bull right there. You ain't touching this. If you like it, then you better put a ring on it. Because guess what? So Nicole told me, this is crazy. Our first date, we go to TGI Fridays on Olive. And she looks at me and she says, I ordered dessert first. She did. She ate it like it was gone. I was like, my God. Then she ordered dinner and she ate that. She ate more. I'm like, I don't even know if I can afford to feed her. I don't even know where it's going. She's eating and eating and eating. And she'll tell you this is the truth. Then at the end, you know, I'm talking to her, kind of macking up on her a little bit. And I wasn't even really doing anything. I was just kind of talking to her, kind of wanted to kiss her goodnight. She said, don't think that I'm sleeping with you. Because I'm not sleeping with you. Like, I didn't say I was wanting to sleep with you. I'm not even tired. Come on, somebody. I don't even understand what you're saying right now. I don't understand. She let me know. Then later she tells me, she said, I liked you right away, and I knew if I was going to get you, I couldn't do that. And I had done things in the past, but I decided this is the kind of guy that I want to marry. This is the guy that I want to take home to my mom. 21 years later, it worked, because the fastest way, come on, to get a guy to commit. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. I just tell you right now, I didn't say that. I don't even know why you're clapping. I'm just saying, uh-uh. Now, once you're married, you can't be doing this. I'm just telling you, all the guys should say amen to this right now. The Bible said your body's not your own. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit, but it is, you're subject to one another. Now, as we're wrapping this up, firmly bonded. Three C's. I want you to write these down. Commitment, communication, and compromise. Commitment. Everybody shout commitment. That means you are committed to that person. I tell Nicole all the time. Tell my daughter all the time. Even my daughter-in-law, her name is on my arm. Right here. That's Nicole. N-I-C-O-L-E. Costs a lot of money for the square footage, but they got more ink and they did it. Is that a little bitty stupid arm? That's crazy, right? And then up in here, it's Austin, Morgan, and Ashton. My family knows I'm more committed to them than I am you. I love you, but my priority is God, and my priority is my family, and then out of a healthy family, I can offer you what you want from me. Somebody ought to help me right now, but I can't be all things to all people. Somebody ought to say amen to this right now. So committed. Everybody shout committed. So you're saying, I'm committed to you if you're in a wheelchair. I'm committed to you if you're heavy. I'm committed to you if you got a beer belly. I'm committed to you if I can't see your abs. I'm committed to you no matter what. Commitment. Then communication. In other words, you communicate. You don't get mad and say, I'm not talking. Anybody ever decided you were not going to talk to the other person no matter what? Come on, we've all done that. Raise your hand. Anybody ever decided that you're going to sleep on as closest to the edge of the bed as humanly possible? Anybody ever almost fell out of the bed because you were so close to the edge of the bed? Anybody ever had to break the communication thing because you couldn't find your car keys? All right? So communication. Then that last C is compromise. Everybody shout compromise. It means that you have to compromise and understand that a man is a man and a woman is a woman. And God made men and women differently, and men and women respond differently to all kinds of things. So and this always makes women mad, but I'm just telling you the reality of who I am. At my house, at our house, I run things around the house. The dishwasher, the vacuum in my mouth. Come on, somebody. But here's the point. My family, they respect the communication with me that they have, and they respect the commitment. So even my daughter-in-law, because I am a fast walker, big talker, real quick, and they work with me in the ministry, and a couple weeks ago, the reality of it was I needed to get something done, and her and Austin kind of resisted it, and they didn't want to do it, so I just bypassed them. I said, fine, watch me get it done. Boom, went up to my condo, bam, 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 called some boys that work for me, and they did it. And then Morgan said, Papa, because she's so precious. You have no idea how precious this kid is. I'm talking, she is gold precious. She's unreal. Get your feelings hurt really easy. And she said, Papa, you made me feel like crap. She was. And I'm like, oh, man. I got it done. I bypassed that little sucker. But the bottom line is, she got hurt. So I said, come upstairs. We live in a building and they're right below us. Came upstairs and said, man, I'm sorry. I was wrong. You know how I am. I'm going to get it done. That's how it happened. They didn't give us these churches for nothing. We're moving. But I should not have done it that way. I should have given you opportunity and told you that I'm going to call these people. Instead, I just bypassed it and thought, I'll show you guys. And I got it done. They already got it done. But I made them feel bad. I'm here to tell you that the people that are closest to you are the people that you want to be the nicest to. They're the ones that are going to come and pick out your nursing home. They're the one that's going to drive you to this. What if your Amazon Prime goes out and they actually have to be the one to bring your stuff? But this is what we do. When we're at the grocery store, stranger hits us with a cart, and we go, oh, it's okay. Somebody we love hits us, and you go, you stupid idiot, you can't drive at all. Huh? It's not what we want. Communication. compromise. Stand up with me. We could talk all night about this, but perhaps you're in a scenario today where you're like, Pastor, I'm believing God for the right mate. And maybe you're in a scenario where you're like, man, our marriage isn't doing so good. I love him, but I don't like him. The quickest counselor is the Holy Spirit, who will start speaking to you to start bragging on that person and start telling them, I love you. What could you find about Bob that's good? You're a good provider, Bob. Bob, anything you can find, you get what you brag on. Notice even tonight with my daughter, check this out. Notice how I was telling, right away I said, my daughter, you saw her up here? She's so awesome, right? I'm not making fun of her. She's so good. Come here, she's my best friend. I'm pouring into her. Other preachers are like, you know what, my kids, blah, 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 and they emaciate their kids and wonder why their kids don't want to go to church. My kids are typically the heroes of the story. Even a minute ago I said, Papa, you made me feel like crap. That makes me the bad guy, not them the bad guy, because I'm very protective to make sure my family knows that. I make enough mistakes accidentally without purposely trying to hurt people. And hurt people hurt people. So today, maybe this weekend, you just need to write a letter to your husband or your wife and say, hey, I was wrong here, I was wrong there, and I'm going to work on this. Or if you could communicate, and maybe you can't right now, because you guys start fighting right away, because you haven't taken any time off. It's always about the kids. It's always about the deadline. You guys haven't went out to eat alone. You didn't go to the movies. You feel guilty. The kids, I need the kids. Listen, be focused on this relationship, because what your kids need is for you two to stay together and to model for them what a godly Christian home looks like. Not perfect, but you know what? We're going to church. You know what? We might have been fighting in the parking lot, but we're going to be singing, how great is our God. Somebody ought to shout amen. We're going to do what's right because it's right. Our whole family's going through growth track. We're not just going to church. We're going to serve at church, because as for me and my house, we will serve. Shout it, serve. I never heard that. The Holy Spirit just spoke that to me. Man, I'm going to write that down. Send me an email. We will serve the Lord. Didn't say go to church. Serve the Lord. Are you serving? You're not serving. You're swerving. Every head bowed, every eye closed here, all campuses online right now. How many of y'all raise your hand and say, Pastor David, I laughed a lot, but it was very therapeutic, and I got some handles I can use right away. Raise your hand. You can put it down. How many would raise your hand and say, Pastor, I haven't been the best at this relationship thing, and I'm going to use this time to ask for forgiveness and move forward in a more loving, kind, gentler manner. Raise your hand. The person next to you needs to feel the wind of your hand going up. You can put it back down. How many of y'all like here would like to admit right now that sometimes you are wrong, but you don't want to say you're wrong because your pride has kept you back? Raise your hand. Let them feel that wind go up. You can put it back down. How many of you in here would say, hey, Pastor, my temper flares up because it's been a while since I've been on vacation. I'm under a lot of pressure, and I'm just aggravated. Something in my soul is making me respond this way to people I love. Put your hand up real quick and then back down. Let me pray for you. God, these are sweet, precious people that we pastor that I love so dearly. And God, I'm asking you right now to heal their marriage and restore their marriage, restore their relationship. God, I speak to the single people here tonight that are looking for the right person, that this will be the year in 19 that they prepare themselves. And I believe in 2020, they will see with 2020 clarity and vision the actual manifestation of the prayers that they pray in 19. And that's not that long away. I believe we'll do epic amounts and a tremendous amount of weddings in 2020 for the people that are believing God in their banner years for this other person in their life will manifest. God, we ask you to forgive us of being unkind, not really doing what we need to do to walk more like you, Jesus. We bind up spirits of lust. We bind up spirits of pornography, alcoholism, drug abuse. He who the Son has set free is free indeed. We thank you for it in advance. In Christ's name we pray. And everybody said, amen.
Thanks for joining us on the podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, This really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.